Hello everybody, this is Snehit Moa. I am a program manager with the System Center team. In this video, we'll take a look at designating a runbook worker, one of the new features in System Center 2016 Technical Preview 5 Service Management Automation. If you run the get SMA runbook command in the new release of SMA, you'll see that there are two new fields in the runbook properties. One of them is the runbook type. This, as the name suggests, denotes the type of runbook, as SMA now supports two types of runbooks: PowerShell workflow based runbooks and PowerShell script type runbooks. We'll look at this in a different video. Another property you see is the runbook worker property. This property determines where the particular runbook will be run when scheduled. Let's take a look at how to designate a runbook worker for a runbook to run on. This is as simple as setting the runbook worker property for the runbook. This can be done using the following command. How do you know what runbook workers are available? We can find this out using the get SMA runbook worker deployment command. Once we know what runbook workers are available and have decided which runbook worker will be designated to run this particular runbook, we use this command to set this property: set SMA runbook configuration. Once again, we run get SMA runbook command to see that our changes have taken effect. Now, how do we set it back to run on a random runbook worker? We just run the same set SMA runbook configuration with the runbook worker argument as $null. That's how to designate a runbook worker for a particular runbook. Thank you for watching, and hope you'll love using service management automation for your automation needs.